And if you have been paying attention lately, you might have heard a few promos for something new here on the show called Senior Moments, and it's starting today. It's our very first program, and the first person to tell us about it is going to be Bonnie Anderson. Bonnie, welcome into the show.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure that we begin our inaugural program of Senior Moments.
Mm-hmm. And why are you here? What is this program all about? Where did it come from?
I'm a member of Leadership Napa Valley, and our practicum group of six people has developed this program as our project for the year. And we have decided we wanted to focus on seniors and realizing that many seniors live in isolated areas, perhaps they're alone. Many seniors are not familiar with computer technology, but people are familiar with the radio. We've all grown up with the radio and love radio waves. We wanted to reach out and be a program that will be on regularly, weekly, on your show for a segment addressing senior issues.
Mm-hmm. Certainly relevant, certainly important. Tell us a little bit about your practicum group and your Leadership Napa Valley experience so far.
Well, we have a practicum group of six people. Leadership Napa Valley takes in 30 applicants each year for the year-long program, and then we divide into five groups. And we have Bob. I'm going to be losing my the names.
I don't expect you to
come up
with
give
all
me
the
all
names.
The names, but
you don't
I
have
was going
to
say
all
Bob,
the
names. Tammy. Mm-hmm. We can give you all the name: Bob, Tammy, Will, and Kim.
Yeah,
anyway, Natalie. This is kind of a surprise for me to be having to list the names right now.
Yeah.
I may be having my own senior moment.
Okay. It's a daily occurrence on this
yes.
side of the mic, so don't worry about it. You're 3-4 months into your leadership year?
We only have about 3 or 4 months left. It will mm-hmm. end the end of May. But mm-hmm. what we're planning with this program is we are going to – we've committed to plan this program for an entire year of speakers, and we're grateful that we can do this on KVON.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that after that, someone else will take over, another group,
mm-hmm.
and people will realize that this is such a valuable – gift to the community.
That's a really good idea. And while we're on the subject, recruitment for the next class of leadership.
Yes.
Pretty soon, right?
Yes. The openings are now, and soon there are going to be some orientation meetings where people can learn about Leadership Napa Valley and then can apply.
Mm-hmm.
And they make the usually applications are in by May. I don't
yeah.
have the information exactly
yeah.
now, but I do know in a couple of weeks they are having orientation.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll have more information about it here on the show as
you
the
will.
Deadline
You'll
approaches.
Get more.
Bonnie, good job setting
Thank
us
you.
Up for us.
I have one person to thank, too, as
yes.
well as the sponsors that you'll mention, is Ginger Kelly, who has the Born to Age publication, has let us put our flyers into her publication. So I wanted to mention her.
Very good. And we have as our guest on this first Senior Moments program someone who is has become very involved in senior issues of late. And we must also mention just yesterday the news came out that she was named the Woman of the Year by State Senator Bill Dodd. And it's none other than Heather Stanton. Heather, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be here. This is very exciting to see something like this being inaugurated because, as Bonnie indicated, our senior community is isolated, and to have them have access to information that's really directed to them is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also proud of Leadership Napa Valley being a graduate of Class 3. That dated me.
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Back when you were, when you worked for the city, one of the things you did was to run the senior center.
That's correct.
So you have a long, several decades of working with the older population locally.
I absolutely do. And then I became the older population, so it makes it even more important.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, we had Joanne Busenbark on the show. You and she had been working together on some of the issues with the Solano Napa Area Agency on Aging. Give us an update on what's happened with that, because it was in some difficulty at that time, and
sure.
it's an important agency.
They're an organization. The state of California, through the Department of Aging, has divided the state up into 33 public service areas, and those are the agencies for the state to funnel federal dollars into local communities. The Area Agency on Aging for Napa Solano was created in the 80s and unfortunately ran into some management and financial difficulties in the last year. So we were forced as board members to give up the contract with the state of California. Fortunately, both counties, Solano and Napa, came together and they formed a new agency. The difference in the name is instead of Area Agency on Aging, Napa Solano, it's now Napa Solano Area on Aging. So, and it just started its first meetings. There's an oversight board of 5 members, represents from both counties equal. Right now, they are advertising for members of the advisory council. That is a very, very important body of people. We need 8 people from each county. So I'd like to encourage people to go to AAANS.org and pick up one of their, you can fill the application online, or you can go to the county website and find it there. So they'll be closing that pretty soon. It's good to have the counties running this now. I think, you know, I was on the board for over 6 years of the other agency, and it really, this is a very difficult time for nonprofits, and this agency ran into that. With the government there, you have the necessary oversight, and you have the flexibility to, you know, take dollars and create more dollars out of them. So it's a plus win-win for both counties, and I'm excited to see the partnership. I think we'll begin to see more of a collaboration between the two counties so that we don't have separate entities delivering the same services in each county when they can do a much more effective job with administration coming out of one county.
Mm-hmm. Why is this agency important in the first place?
Well, it's the only funding source for seniors in need that we get federal dollars for. It really sets the stage for every other dollar that you see coming out of government. It's based on population 60 and over. The dollars are delivered to each of the service areas based on that population. And it's the Older Americans Act, which is very specific about what type of services must be delivered, such as Meals on Wheels, legal services, etc. So it's key to helping our older adults, the most vulnerable of our older adults.
Mm-hmm. If this kind of an agency isn't in existence, then that federal money has no way to get to the population.
Exactly. Or it would be funneled through an agency that's not in our area,
right,
which would reduce the effectiveness tremendously. Mm-hmm. It must be community-based in order to respond to the needs. And that segues into, there will be a public hearing on March 25th in Napa and in Solano to look at the last year of the area agency plan. There is a 4-year plan that's developed every year, and so I would encourage people to put that on their calendar. The Napa meeting will be March 25th, 11 to 12, in the County Board of Supervisors Chambers, Suite 310. So that's a critical one. That's the needs assessment that makes sure we're spending the money where it's supposed to be spent. And that's something the older agency did not effectively do as years went on. So we're pretty excited about this new agency doing not only this year's assessment, they're moving into a new 4-year plan, which will be much more accurate in terms of what we need.
Mm-hmm. I think from the day one that I was working and living in Napa, you started to hear that we had an older than average population. I think that was just slightly true in some of those decades past, but that percentage has increased, it seems.
Absolutely. You know, if you take a look at their bar graphs, and again, I tried to put some information together about this, and it's interesting. It's probably one of the problems we have in terms of actually getting our finger on the pulse of it, the problem, because some agencies at the federal level start at 60. We gate, you know, here's our stats on 60. Somebody else does it at 55. Somebody else does it at 50. So it becomes difficult to look at what are those things. But I think what's key, if we look right now, as of 2018, California's population over 65 was 13.9%. Napa's was 18.4. Now that's over 65. If we were to like add into that 55 and over, I think you see Napa's population would be even more showing more older trend than you're going to see in the state of California and for other counties in the area. The level of poverty for Napa in 2018 was 8.81. That's about 12,000 people out of our population. Of that 12,000, 3,000 are over 55. So that means 9% of our total poverty, those folks living at the poverty level, are over 55 all the way, you know, up through the ages. So it's critical. It affects our funding stream because the state of California looks at their poverty level, their level, and statewide, and when it gets down to what are the needs in our community, they're basing it on their stats. They're not looking at the unique stats that we have in Napa. We're encouraged with the new governor's budget. We've seen some restoration of some critical programs, but we're nowhere near doing what we need to do. Since I've been involved in this for the last 11 years, the thing that strikes me is we kept hearing over and over again, the tsunami, the aging tsunami is coming, it's coming. Well, it came and it's here, and nobody's doing anything about it. We're not dealing with the reality that we are not putting the resources into what we need to do. And again, I'm going to give some examples about budgeting, which is not saying anybody is not doing what they need to do, but it's driven by the statistics and by the federal government. So the California state budget in 2018, just as an example, the training budget for Child Protective Services was 86% more than the training budget for Adult Protective Services. And I think you would see that no matter where you went in the budget for the various areas of funding. In Napa County, as of 2018, our children population, which would be up to the age of 19, is approximately 35,000 people. The number of adults 55 and older is 35,000 people. If we again take just a piece of the Napa budget and look at it, we see that child welfare services dollars are 45% more than comprehensive services for older adults. So, again, I'm stressing, it's not being critical. Mm-hmm. Nobody is taking a look at what we're doing. We have this age group grow. We're not putting the resources there to take care of them. Mm-hmm. We all hear the stories about isolation, about, you know, not being able to access the services that are even available to them. Napa has a unique situation because of our ruralness. There are people living up in Angwin that, you know, or Calistoga. They really have a difficult time getting the services, and it's difficult for the service providers to get to these rural areas. So it's a complex problem.
It sounds like awareness is one unmet need, and transportation maybe is another. What are the other categories that you feel that seniors are needing that they're not getting?
Well, the commission this year delivered to the Board of Supervisors a couple weeks ago our work plan, and the three things we've identified, which are we believe to be critical, are aging in place, providing whatever is needed for that. And it is a very complex issue. We're not just talking about keeping you in your home, because you may not have a home. You may be living in your car. You may be living at your sister's. You may be in a boarding care home. You may be in a service facility. So that aging in place must be larger than just saying, gee, let's find you an apartment, which we're never going to do. Let's build you one, which we're never going to do, because there just isn't enough money to do that. The next would be dealing with housing for the most needy. And again, that's asking government to take a look at things a little bit differently. We often hear about affordable housing funds, and each city is putting those together. We just passed a sales TOT tax increase, I believe. But when you talk to people that about where are those dollars going to be spent, they're going to be spent building new units or providing new units. We're saying in order to take care of the aged, you need to look at providing beds in facilities, because those are the most needy in our community. We have members living in some senior facilities that are on the verge of being evicted because they're too far below the poverty level, which is illogical, but that's what's going on. So those are two critical areas. The other one is identifying and removing the barriers to mental health services. That is a very, very big problem, because what we see is the programs being provided are being provided across a wide range of adults from, you know, 19 to whatever. that doesn't work. One size doesn't fit all. Our seniors have unique issues and unique problems, and we need to identify them and address them.
We're talking with Heather Stanton, our very first guest on the new Senior Moments radio program, which is being brought to you by Calabria Care.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been treasured and trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
And we're back in the last couple of minutes of this inaugural program, the Senior Moments show that will air each Wednesday in the 7:30 to 8 time frame with a playback from 12 noon to 12:30. We've been talking with Heather Stanton, who is deeply engaged in the Area Agency on Aging and senior issues in the community. I have to ask, you know, how many years of public service do you have under your belt, Heather?
About 33, mm-hmm. 27 of them here in mm-hmm. Napa.
And you retired sometime back, and
I
now
did.
Now it looks like you've found your new thing.
Yes, I retired in 2008, and I've been doing this type of work since then. Mm-hmm. You know, advocacy is critical to our community, but, you know, that's what happens when you're a public servant. That's what you're doing. You're advocating for the public to get services or whatever it is, meet their needs. So it was an easy segue. I sometimes ask myself if I'm insane, and I do know the answer to that, so it's okay.
I was just thinking, you know, the contrast that you've drawn between services for children and services for seniors is really cogent to look at it that way. And one of the big differences, a child, even when a child is in need, a child is almost never left alone. There's always someone, right?
Yes.
It's a parent, it's a family member, it's a family friend, it's an agency. Their children are not left alone, whereas seniors are.
Yes.
For extended periods of time, and they tend to drift away. And as people get older, they're less communicative, they're less energetic, and so it's easy to forget about Uncle Joe and Grandma and Grandpa in some places.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And, you know, the other thing that happens is our society and means of communication have changed so quickly, so fast, social media, et cetera. And, you know, our older population can't possibly keep up with that unless they're involved with people generational people. I think you've probably seen stories across the nation where they've been bringing nursery school classes into senior centers. I mean, things like that are so important to keep people engaged. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we have people out there that, you know, nobody knows where they are and nobody knows what they need. During the earthquake, one of the big issues that came forward from the volunteer center was the number of calls they were getting from single elderly women who had no idea of what to do with everything that had fallen down, no family in the area. It's just, you know, we talk about raising a child with a village. We need to keep our seniors going with a village. I mean, that's critical for ourselves. I mean, there's none of us who don't want to become old, and we ought to be able to look forward to that and not be afraid.
What a perfect way to wrap it up. Heather Stanton, thanks for your time. Thanks for your work on this. And congratulations again on the well-deserved Woman of the Year honor from State Senator Bill Dodd.
Thank you.
Which you can read all about in the Napa Valley Register. Bonnie, to wrap this up for us, how do you think it went, first show?
I'm very impressed. Yeah. And I think she's given us so many statistics and thoughts for our audience and for anyone that hears this repeated broadcast of how important the issues are for seniors. And we thank her so much for her expertise and for her caring.
Thank you.
You've set a pretty high bar for the show now, though. We have to top this next week.
Yes. And I hope she'll come back again and again as well.
You better get to work.
People.
You got a lot of work to do. Let's mention the names of this Napa Valley Leadership Napa Valley Practicum Group. The name of your group is?
The name of our group is We've Got the S.
If you don't know leadership, every practicum group gives themselves their own name. Yeah. So you're the We Got the S. Bob Vanderveld, who's taking some photos here in studio and video perhaps. Bonnie Anderson, you've been hearing. Kim Brown Sims, Natalie Griffin, Tammy Manning, and KVON, KVYN's own Will Marcencia. Thank you for bringing this program to Wine Country Live.